And probably for good reason, for it is probably the ultimate expression of the essence of God. And in Ezekiel, the word brightness around the throne of emerald color is the word that tries in our English language to capture what it means to be able to see the essence of God, brightness. And so when you come to the New Testament in John's Gospel, he says about Jesus that he's the true light that comes into the world and lightens or brings light, lights up mankind. And that is so true. Because if you've ever known someone who came out of darkness, and I mean, we all did, but you know, if you find somebody who has a testimony like the Apostle Paul, and he comes to know Jesus Christ, it's a radiance about him. It's a brightness about him. It's Jesus. And you know, we're all supposed to be like that. But it seems like that contrast is more vividly seen in people who were so deep, deep into sin, fighting against God, backwards against God, desperate away from God. And so when Jesus says to his disciples, "I am the light of the world," you know what he's trying to say. When you look at me, you're seeing the brightness, the glory of God. On the Mount of Transfiguration, they were able to see what was on the inside most definitely. Because what was on the inside came to the outside. And they wanted to build tabernacles. They wanted to build booths there and worship Jesus continually. And they should have. But Jesus, a few days by, would say, "Now you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but they light it so that everybody can what? See." You and I, as disciples of Jesus Christ, are the light of the world. The church is the light of the world. And you know, when God gives light, He expects us to respond to that light. Do you remember the story of Moses on the backside of the Midian Desert? There was a bush that was burning. It was on fire. You know why? Because the essence of God, God was there. And he was seeing the brightness and the glory of God. You know what? Moses looked at that bush and he looked at that bush. But it wasn't until he turned aside to see this great sight, the Bible says, then God spoke to Moses. See, God gives us light. He gives us the light of the conscience. He gives us the light of the Holy Spirit. He gives us the light of the Word of God. He gives us the light of the creation of God. He gives us the light of the church of God. And praise God, He didn't leave us in darkness. He gave us a great light, the true light, Jesus Christ. And I don't know when it was for each of us, but at one point in life, we responded to the light of God. Maybe you're here tonight, you've never responded to the light of God. Don't keep sinning against light. Don't keep living in darkness. God has shown His great light, His great life and love for you. Respond to that. Respond in faith and repentance. That's what a holy God wants. Because He loves you. And He wishes to, He wills to save you and make you His very own. That's a pretty awesome thought, isn't it? that God wants us to be His children? So much that He sent His only begotten Son that we could become joint heirs with Him in eternity. What a powerful thought. I looked up today just to remind myself about the sunlight, because, you know, on that blessed evening, that blessed night when Jesus came, there was a star that shone in the east, and it guided men. They left and they began their journey, and it guided others to come, like the shepherds, to come and worship Jesus. That star, that light. What a great illustration of who Jesus is. To light our way, to light our path. And so I just looked, you know, the closest star to us, the one that we're really grateful that it's there, is the sun. S-U-N. It's 93 million miles away. And you need to thank God that it's that far away, because it's 27 million Fahrenheit degrees in heat. But the interesting thing about the sun is it's got a counterpart called the moon. And about every month, we have a full moon. We just got to see one of the biggest moons, the super moon, not very long ago. And I think we're going to get to witness it again pretty soon. The supermoon is when the sun is shining on it with intensity and it's close to the earth. And the thing looks, I mean, when it comes up in the sky at night, it looks like this huge orange ball. It's beautiful. And you can look at it, but you can't look at the sun. But you know, when you're looking at it, you're in a sense seeing the sun, because it is a reflector of the light. That's 93 million miles away and 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. You can't look at God, but you can see His people, and we're supposed to reflect His glory. We're supposed to reflect who He is. He left us to be the light of the world. And a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. God help us to be His light. And I'm going to ask those men to come up here that are going to help you light your candle. We're not going to have everybody come up here. But in just a minute, this light right here, symbolizing Jesus, is going to light every candle in this room. If you don't have a candle, Brother Steve, would you slip out there? Just wave at Brother Steve. He'll have a few candles. If you need one, just wave at him. Guys, go ahead and light your candle and then just pass them around the room. Be careful not to burn yourself. We don't want to catch anything on fire. But as we're doing this, we're going to sing a song together. Miss Dan is going to lead us in a song, and then I'm going to close this out in just a few minutes with a couple more words and then a word of prayer. Just a minute ago, you know, we just had the one light and the few lights in the house, and it's gotten a lot more brighter, hasn't it? Jesus wants you to be Him, His light. So let Him shine through you. Let Him shine. We used to sing that little song, didn't we? Let Him shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let Him shine. Well, I want to pray for us, and then we'll blow our candle out, and we won't have any midweek services this week. We'll see you back here next Sunday, p.m., a.m. and p.m., I hope. And we'll look forward to being with you again on the last day of the year. Is there anything else, Miss Dana? Oh, we're going to sing some more. So let me pray, and then you can blow your light out, and we'll sing. Thank you, Father. You're so good. You have blessed us with exceeding great blessings and the grace of God, which is greater still, amazing, that You would love us so much. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. We worship and honor Him tonight, Lord. We want to grow in our love relationship with Him, walk closer to Him, so help us, God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, your presence here tonight. And Father, if there's one here that doesn't know Jesus, I pray that they would be saved tonight before it's too late. Before they leave this building, Lord, I pray they get things right with you. They would take time to listen, to heed to your drawing, your Spirit, to come and confess their sins, forsake their sins, and turn to you, O God, in faith. We just thank you again, Lord, for precious, precious service and for these dear people that have come out tonight. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We want to honor you now in Jesus' name. Amen.